Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Now, the first thing I want to talk to you about today is the wisdom that we can make it as dark-skinned people without Jesus, just like Japan and China and other nations have mainly done. You know, there is that wisdom that is floating among dark-skinned people that if you look at China, they don't have much regard for our Jesus. They ignore God, but yet they are doing well. If you look at Japan, they don't have much to do with Jesus. They ignore God, but they are doing well. So the temptation is for you to go with this wisdom that Dubai may not have anything to do with Jesus, but people want to go to Dubai to go and watch nice buildings, you know. So we have to really look at this notion that we don't need Jesus in order to do well in this life. I was listening to CNN just before I came, and Farid Zakariah was talking about rich China, that there are billionaires that are now emerging out of China, and China is doing so well. You know, we are faced with such pressures as that. As young people, you can tend to think that, well, then I don't need Jesus. But as I start my delivery, I want us to lay a foundation in our Lord Jesus. I will say that it is true that we can develop and do well, become billionaires, have the wonderful things of life without Jesus. But we should not do that. We should not do that. The reason is simple. Dark-skinned people are a special breed of people. Of the continents in the world, it is only one continent called Africa, which is the original home of all dark-skinned people. You know, they can be in the diaspora, but still their home is this continent called Africa. Now, of the continents of the world, it is only one which is occupied by dark-skinned people, so to speak. That should tell us that dark-skinned people are very special in the sight of the Lord. We are uniquely made. So we cannot just follow other people just like that. If you look at dark-skinned people, you will see that God has specially tuned us to himself. Whereas Europe is rejecting and ignoring God, Europe is full of people who say that they believe in themselves, they don't believe in God, you know. Whereas the Americas are changing, we are told that other religions are growing in these nations so fast. Does it mean that we should also copy them and ignore Jesus and ignore God? No. It is because we are specially made, we are spiritually tuned, and we should not go the way that they have gone. You know, such was how the devil tempted Jesus. He wanted Jesus to gain the controls over the kingdoms of this world through worshiping Satan. You remember his temptation, but you know that our Lord Jesus Christ did not. Some nations have done that. Some nations have gained control in this world by ignoring the person of Jesus. They may be using some of his principles, but his person means nothing to them. All right? But the ultimate of God is for us to respect his person. To respect his person. Not to ignore his person. That is why, just like Jesus was tempted with, we should not be tempted to think that we can ignore our Lord Jesus and develop our nations the way that we want it to be. So I want us to understand that people of color or black people will gain the good things of life that God has ordained for them, but not through bowing to Satan or ignoring God. We will gain the controls in this world because God is Alpha and Omega. The God who began us on a very wonderful, positive history in our very beginning in the Bible, the same God, because He is Omega, He is going to assume the end. And He's going to bring about His positive history in our lives again. Wow. That is why I like what Jesus Christ said. He said that sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. That means that people who follow Jesus Christ and His kingdom, He said that you should seek first the kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And to people who are seeking kingdom righteousness, like black people, Jesus says that sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. In other words, evil is not supposed to go on from one day unto the other day. Evil is supposed to end. For people like us, dark-skinned people, who follow the kingdom system of Jesus Christ, who do not want to ignore Jesus Christ, who want to retain their faith in God and their faith in Jesus Christ. To all such people, Jesus said that your bad history is sufficient for the past. It is not supposed to perpetrate itself into your future anymore. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing that He said. And our Lord Jesus also said that we should consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. You know, the lilies of the field, they grow from a cursed earth, but they look beautiful. And Jesus said that if you consider the lilies of the field and then the way they grow, and you understand that their environment seems to be cursed, the earth is cursed, yet God clothes them, yet God takes care of them. In a similar manner, we are of more value than the lilies of the field. And God is going to make sure that although our environment may not be that positive, yes, sir, because you follow His kingdom and His righteousness, He is going to ensure that you are well clothed, you are well taken care of, you become so beautiful, much more than King Solomon in all his glory. So I want to encourage all of us that let us retain our faith in Jesus. Let us not be tempted to go the way of other nations who have put God aside, who are following systems, human systems that are even unnatural. Let us not make the mistake of following them just because they are doing well. But if we follow Jesus and His kingdom righteousness, He says that He is going to ensure that our bad history doesn't repeat itself, because it will be sufficient unto the past, will be the evil thereof, so that the good of our past will rather perpetuate itself and go on into our future. So the notion that we can make it without Jesus, just like Japan, China, the United States, Europe have done, we should put it aside, debunk it. That is not the way that we have to go. Now, the second thing I want to talk to you about, as we think about how we can make it in a big way in Ghana, on the continent of Africa, is for us to put also aside the understanding that keeping the status quo is okay, because defying it is being disrespectful to our ancestors. Have you heard that wisdom? That wisdom that tells us that we should keep the status quo, because if we defy it, then we are being disrespectful to the people who set it up, to our ancestors. So the second thing I want to talk to you about is about our standards, what we aspire to, our measures. Who are our targets? What is our target? Apart from faith in Jesus, what is our target? You know, the typical African is trained to be very respectful of his forebears. But this trait can be stretched to a certain point where people like to keep the past order of their forebears even when it is no longer relevant to current good trends. And this is where some black people feel that to make it bigger than those before you is being disrespectful to them, you know. So they don't want to grow big because their mentor, they will grow bigger than their mentor. And that is not good enough. It's not respectful. It is good for us to be respectful, dark-skinned people, but not at the expense of what God has got for us. What do I mean? You see, there are people who feel that it is okay to fail where their forebears failed because they have to keep the tradition going. Does it mean that if your forebears divorced, then it is okay to divorce? Does it mean that if our forebears were, pardon my language, abusing alcohol, does it mean that we can also abuse alcohol? Does it mean that if our forebears did not do anything great, then it's okay not to attend anything? Not so. Ladies and gentlemen, there are people who hide behind the need to uphold the culture of respect for the elderly to do nothing at all in their lives. But I believe that we have to come to that point in our understanding where, as dark-skinned people, we find better ways of showing respect to fathers, to leaders, to pastors, to chiefs, to bosses, other than not to excel above them. We must find ways of respecting our pastors. You know, a pastor can indirectly say, nobody should do better than me. I should look better in the church. I should drive better in the church. You know what I mean? I should live in the best of places. In the same way, the leaders, other leaders that we have, a chief can say that you cannot have a better idea than mine. A leader, a boss can say, you cannot question what my opinion is. Leaders can say, you cannot scrutinize my life. You take it or you leave it. But God does not compare us to anybody. God doesn't compare you to anybody. God is not going to say to you, well done, good and faithful servant, you were just like your pastor. Or well done, good and faithful servant, you were just like your chief. Good and faithful servant, you were just like your boss. Or you were just like your teacher. No, he doesn't compare us to anybody. That should make us to understand that we must look at what standards we have in our society. Should we excel above our leaders? Should we excel above our pastors? Is it possible to excel above them? Yes. Why not? Otherwise, God will just compare you to your pastors. But as long as he doesn't compare you to your boss, then it means that he doesn't want you to make your boss or your chief or your leader or your pastor or your mother or your father your standard. So what should be your standard in life? Because if you don't get this thing right, and you think that you have to kowtow to the people who have gone ahead of you, like your ancestors, like your forebears, like your elders, then you are not going to excel the way that you have to excel in the name of, I will embarrass them if I do better than my parents, I do better than my pastor, I do better than my leader. I want us to understand that the kingdom of God is supposed to be our standards. The kingdom of God is supposed to be our standard. In other words, in our bid to improve our lives and get on to become the rich people, the billionaires that God wants us to be, he doesn't want you to make anybody your standard. His riches in heaven should be your standard. What pertains in heaven should be your standard. America is not your standard. We are not trying to imitate American children so that the more our children look like Americans, then the better we are achieving. Or the more our children can speak like Americans, then the better. It means that we are trying, you know. They are not our standard. God's heavenly kingdom is our standard. And he wants us to aspire to it. Anybody who is going to, any dark skinned person, who is going to make the kingdom of God, what is in heaven? You know poverty is not in heaven. You know that there is no confusion in heaven. You know that there is prosperity in heaven. Anybody who is going to have this kind of understanding and this kind of faith and use this standard, God is going to let his heavenly kingdom and the armies of the kingdom back the person to realize what is in heaven on this earth.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
So we have to watch our standard. Let me give you some few examples from the Bible. You know there was a man called Joseph. Joseph dreamt that the sun and the moon and 11 older stars, so to speak, were bowing down to him. Was he being disrespectful of the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars? You know who they were. The sun was talking about his father. His father what? Jacob. The moon was talking about his mother. And the 11 stars who were bowing to him were talking about his elder brothers. This was a young boy who dreamt this dream and told his father, who was a prophet. Was he dishonoring his father? No. It was that Joseph was being respectful to his relatives. He was honoring them for producing someone greater than them in wealth. So that is the kind of disposition we have to position ourselves mentally, that it is not disrespectful for God to show you something that looks like those who came before you are like you overshadow them. There is nothing wrong with that. It is rather an honor to them for producing somebody who can be greater in works than them. The emphasis is greater in works, greater in riches. Because you cannot surpass your father. You cannot surpass your ancestors, no matter what they brought forth to you. And you have to find a way of honoring them other than not to excel above them. These are things that plague our young people. And I want all the young people to understand that we will not take it that you are insolent if you have a bigger dream than us. We will not take it that you are disrespectful to us if what you want to do is far greater than what we have done or than what your forebears have done. Another example is David. When David was in the wilderness, King Saul, who was his leader, gave him an armor to use to kill Goliath. The scripture says that David wore it. He tried to move, but he could not. And so he took the armor off him and gave it back to the leader and said, I cannot go with your methods. You have your way of killing people. You are an experienced soldier. But David said that I've tried it. I cannot use it. I cannot use your methods. I cannot use your technology. Respectfully, David handed over the armor to Saul, and he took his own technology, the sling and the stone, because he had tried it before in the wilderness, and that is what brought Goliath tumbling down. I am saying this to encourage all of us that you do not necessarily, young people, you do not necessarily have to copy the same method that your pastor is using or your leader is using. Let us think outside of the box. It is not disrespect to them. And I want to appeal humbly to the elderly among us. Let us encourage people like Jesus said when he was going. He told his apostles that I'm going away and you are going to do greater things than I did. You are going to far exceed me. That is the spirit of being a forerunner, going ahead of people to encourage them to exceed you in every way. And so I want to say to young people, you are going to exceed your parents. You are going to exceed the leaders that you see. You are going to exceed the rich people that you see around on this continent. You are going to do far more than that. Because we give you the blessing. It is not being disrespectful to our ancestors if you devise your own ways of going about issues. The next thing I want to quickly talk to you about that you have to watch in your bid to make it in a big way on this continent, in Ghana, as a dark-skinned person, is the notion that you cannot make it big because you are among dark-skinned people. You know, people have that kind of understanding. Young guys, are you listening to me? People have that kind of understanding that as long as I'm in Ghana, I cannot make it big because I am among black people. But when I go outside of Ghana, then I can do well. Then I can excel. It is a notion you have to debunk. It's a notion you have to dismiss out of your life. Why? It is because those who believe such negative things, they say that the system will frustrate you. So they don't try anything at all. But I want us all to understand that in the sight of God, it is better to try and to fail than not to try anything because of difficulty or hostility of the environment. You know, when Jesus said we should seek first the kingdom of God, he wasn't talking about finding the kingdom. He just said, make an effort. No matter how this world is hostile to God's kingdom coming down, no matter how Africa may be hostile or the people around you may be hostile to good things happening to you, he says that still seek it. He didn't even say find it. He said just seek it. Because anybody who will make a try, in spite of the difficult socio-economic environment, such a person is seeking for something good to happen in our society. And to all such people who make a try, the kingdom of God is going to come in to support you, that your dreams and your visions will be realized. So the key thing is make a try. The key thing is not to think that, well, it cannot be among dark-skinned people, so I shouldn't try it because I will be frustrated. That is not the way to go. It is possible for us to make it big. Whether we are civil servants or whoever we are, it is possible. We only have to change the way that we are thinking and looking at the issues that are real, that are practical around us. You know, we need to develop a dominion spirit, a spirit that never gives up, just like God. God from the beginning wanted his kingdom on earth because the earth was without form and void. Everything was just jumbled up. But God came on the earth. He set up the Garden of Eden. It was messed up. Up to today, God has not given up. The system of humans doesn't enhance the kingdom of God. Is hostile, antagonistic to the kingdom of God, to good things happening. Maybe the people among whom you are living, they are not happy when good things happen. They only want you to come out with bad stories that something bad has happened to you. You went to town, somebody has smashed your car, and then they are happy. You know that kind of environment. They don't welcome good news. When you are happy, they are not happy. They are sad. Because how dare you become happy? We should all be sad. You know, no matter what environment that you are in, I want to encourage you that there can be a desert, there can be an oasis where life is great. on this earth. Once God has not given up, you should also not give up. The next thing I'll talk to you about quickly is the wisdom that if one gets more for himself at the expense of others, his life will be better. There is this kind of notion, there is this kind of understanding that doesn't help us to make it in a big way as black people in this part of the world, in the southern hemisphere. It is the understanding of wisdom that if you get more for yourself at the expense of others, your life will be better. Here I'm talking to you about the survival of the fittest philosophy and the philosophy of competitive living. You know, you must understand that God has not styled life. He has not designed life to be a survival of the fittest. God wants you to do well. He wants other people to do well. He doesn't want one person to grab everything for himself and be the local champion, and then everybody becomes so insignificant, kapwepwe, as it were, to the person. That is not how God has designed things. If you have prosperity without a close second, you will not have peace. It is true. The world is experiencing it, you know. There is no peace because wealth is in the hands of very few people, while the majority of the people are languishing in poverty. That is not the way God has started life. You need to understand that it is only a rich environment that can sustain riches. Poor people cannot really help the rich. Neither can a follower really help a leader. A real leader needs leaders around him, not followers. A real rich person needs fellow rich people for him not to be an easy target for enemies. If you are the local champion, you are the great one, so big that everybody will shoot arrows at you. That is why you must have close seconds. You must have fellows around you so that you don't get rich at the expense of other people. It will degenerate into greed. It will degenerate into grabbing. I call it grabology. Grabbing everything for yourself, and you are so big and there is no close second. Every other person is insignificant. That is not the way to go. I'm not saying that if you are wanting to be rich, you shouldn't have company with poor people. That is not the point I am making, you know, because it is actually poor people who make rich people rich. It is their riches which the rich people are keeping for them. Really? God distributed everything evenly, but the survival of the fittest and capitalism philosophy has, as it were, focused it on just some few people. They are just keeping it in trust for you. It's poor people who make rich people rich. That is why it is out of the poverty of Jesus Christ on the cross that we become rich, because there is something that poor people can contribute to you. That is why when you are rich, you should not look down on the poor, but serve them with their own, which you are only holding in trust for them. Now, you know, most people who have a history of lack and scarcity and poverty, they develop a tendency to greedily grab as much as they can because of the fear that if they don't, they will go back to the regrettable poverty that they have seen before, so that they overdo it. We should not do that. That philosophy, that understanding that I have to get everything for myself and stamp over other people in order to make it big, it's not the way that God has designed for dark-skinned people to make it. The last but one thing I'll talk to you about concerns a weak belief in the law of sowing and reaping. It's something you have to overcome. You have to overcome a weak belief in the law of sowing and reaping. Most people who have a weak faith in the law of sowing and reaping tend to believe in miracles. But miracles do not defy the law of sowing and reaping. Have you come across people like that? They don't do anything. They are believing that one day, God is going to open the heaven and bless them in such a way that all their enemies will start bowing down to them. There's a wrong motive in itself. God doesn't bless you so that you bless. He doesn't bless you so that you make poor people feel embarrassed and disappointed by life. That is not his aim. But miracles, as you know, are supernatural things that happen. But I want us to know that it doesn't defy the law of sowing and reaping. It doesn't defy it. I believe that my fellow dancing people need to understand that God designed life on principles or laws, not on mysteries and superstitions. And these principles, they govern both physical and spiritual life. Nothing defies these principles or laws because God is a legal God, and He puts limits on Himself to the laws that He Himself have put in place. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, God, being the judge of the earth, follows His own law. He set up the law of sowing and reaping. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.